Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. And God is in the miracle working business. Praise God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. Praise God. Well, beloved, this is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. And with the Lord's help, goodness, here it is Thursday, and I've been promising all week we were going to look at what the new covenant sacrifices of God are. Well, I won't make you wait any longer. Let me just share what they are. And as I concluded yesterday's broadcast, I was sharing that the commandments from the Word, how they tell us to live and to be, especially under the new covenant, they illustrate our attitudes in our heart. God is always concerned about our heart. And as it says in Jeremiah, that He would write His laws, He would put His statutes, He would write them on the very tablet of our heart. And so our attitude is important, but because we want to obey the Lord, because we want to show our love, our faithfulness, our commitment and dedication to Him, there are actual new covenant sacrifices that we can offer. And I'm going to share six with you, and let me give them to you right now, and then we'll take a closer look at them, and I'll give you scripture for each one. First of all is benevolence. Well, you might say that's a fancy word, but I guess you could say kindness or generosity. It's basically good works. Secondly, it's faithfulness or commitment. Thirdly, prayer. Fourthly, thanksgiving. Fifthly, righteousness. And sixth, a broken spirit. Those are what we can offer to the Lord as a new covenant believer. All right, now let's look at that first one I shared with you, benevolence, which is a way of expressing kindness and generosity, and it just sort of summarizes all the good works that we can do for anyone, whether it says especially to the household of faith. But there is, you know, I remember years ago when I was in Bible college, they talked about servant evangelism, and I thought, what a wonderful way that would be to witness of the love of Christ. We're called as servants. And I know there are sometimes whole churches, they, you know, get involved in, you know, helping in the neighborhoods, especially the elderly or single moms with children at home. Listen, as a single woman, I want to tell you, there's nothing that would be appreciated like a man who would come and, you know, fix that broken screen door or whatever it is. And so there are many ways we can witness to others by just freely, not forcing anything on them, just be willing to pray with them, but just let our light shine, and that will, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Remember, now I was going to give you some scriptures, so let's look at Hebrews, the 13th chapter, verse 16. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. See, the word literally mentions that those are sacrifices, doing good and communicating. In other words, connecting with people, being interested in them. You know, it's so easy just, you know, if someone's going through a hard time, just to kind of just say, well, you know, I'll pray for you, but just don't let them take much of your time, or don't get involved in a way where your heart's involved in love, reaching out to them and providing what they need, that encouraging word, that support, or maybe it might be practical material blessings that you can give to them. This is demonstrating a sacrifice of God. The Living Bible of Hebrews 13:16 says, don't forget to do good and to share what you have with those in need, for such sacrifices are very pleasing to Him, to the Lord. And then, of course, Philippians 4:18 says, Paul is speaking, but I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. So Paul was acknowledging that that offering which they sent, it was an acceptable sacrifice before the Lord. All right, and now let's talk about another New Covenant sacrifice, and that is faithfulness or commitment. Remember Romans 12:1, our bodies are a living sacrifice offered to the Lord? Well, Paul again says in Philippians, the second chapter, verse 17, yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. Let me just share the amplified of that. Even if my life blood must be poured out as a libation on the sacrificial offering of your faith to God, still, I'm glad to do it and congratulate you all on your share in it. And you also, in like manner, be glad and congratulate me on my share in it. So, beloved, there's a commitment, there's a faithfulness in doing those things that God has called you to do. Paul was able to say at the end of his life, he was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. He'd run his course. He'd run the race. He was obedient and faithful to God. And you know, beloved, that is the one thing that the Lord will say to welcome his beloved children into his kingdom. He'll say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. God puts a very high priority on faithfulness and commitment. You know, I just sense there's someone listening to me right now. You've been working for the Lord. You've been doing the best you know to do. You're just, I mean, I don't know what kind of service you're in, but you've been laboring for the Lord. And what I'm sensing in the Spirit is that you sometimes wonder, is it doing any good? You sometimes question, are there any results in what I'm doing? For example, there might be someone in prayer and you think, well, you know, is my praying really doing any good? Does it really make a difference? Well, the Lord is just wanting you to know right now that faithfulness, that commitment is precious before him, and he sees it. Even though you may not be known of men, even though others may not say, oh, you're doing a great job, but the fact that you're willing to do it behind the scenes, that you are being obedient to the Lord and you're showing your love and faithfulness to him, it's a precious sacrifice before the Lord. Praise God. And let's move on now to another New Covenant sacrifice, and that's prayer. And, you know, I was just talking to a dear brother this morning, a precious Christian brother, who he and his wife live not far from me, and he's got an eye condition. He's really going blind, and yet he really loves the Lord, and as a result, he's not able to do a lot of things, and he just called me. He said there were a couple ladies that really, they were homeless. They're going to be homeless, and they were housing their goats for them, and they didn't have much money, and they needed a place. And so, but I, you know, sometimes, as I spoke with him, as you know, when you're up in years and you don't have the physical abilities that you did when you were a young person, sometimes it's very easy. And I know there's a number of you that are up in years right now. You feel that, you know, you're advanced in years, and you feel, what am I really doing for the kingdom of God? And I'm telling you, as I told him, there is no greater ministry, no greater sacrifice than that of prayer. Psalm 141 and 2 says, let my prayer be set forth thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Think of that. The prayer, lifting up of hands in holy prayer, is as important to the Lord as the evening sacrifice was. And only eternity will reveal the kinds of things that are accomplished through the prayer warriors. Those, as I told him, there might be some elderly, bedridden intercessors, some grandma that beds. She can't even walk. She may be in bed, but there is a work done in prayer that only eternity will reveal. We look at the great evangelists, you know, Billy Graham and others who have done such an amazing work for the Lord, but it's these unsung heroes of the faith that are faithful, that nobody knows really their name or what they're doing, but as far as God is concerned, that faithfulness, that commitment, and that willingness to offer the sacrifice of prayer. Prayer is work, beloved. If you ever pray for any length of time, praise God for the intercessors. I esteem them so highly, those that can spend time before the Lord praying for hours for the needs of the nations, for the needs of this country, for individuals. Praise God for the intercessors. And this is a new covenant sacrifice. Well, my time is going along, and I maybe have time for just one more new covenant sacrifice, and that's something we all can do, and that's Thanksgiving. Praise God. God, that's a sacrifice that we can offer freely, and if we love Jesus, we'll do it gladly. Thanksgiving. Psalm 27 and 6 says, "And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord." And I'm going to give you a few more scripture references on Thanksgiving. Psalm 107:22, "And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing." Psalm 116:17 says, "I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of the Lord." Well, you might say, well, those are lovely, Sister Judith, but they're all Old Testament. Well, you know what? There's only one book of Psalms, and I think because that applies to Old and New Testament alike. But here's something from the New Covenant, Hebrews 13 and 15. "By him," that's Jesus, "therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name." Well, there you have it, as clear as it can be. Another New Covenant sacrifice, the sacrifice of thanksgiving. And Lord, we bring this broadcast to a close with grateful hearts, with thanksgiving for all that you have done in our lives. We thank you, Lord, that you have provided new covenant sacrifices that we can bring joy and pleasure to your heart by praising you, by prayer, by doing good works, by being available to minister to others. Lord, we bless your heart by our faithfulness and dedication and commitment. Thank you, Lord. Well, my time is gone, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. Lord willing, we'll try to finish tomorrow. Please join me if you can. Until then, this is Sister Judith saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.